Hi, I'm calling from Mike's Telly. My name's Leah Nightwalker. I'm with Disney on Ice.
Hey, Leah. It is Mike. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Cool. Is that your actual birth name?
It sure is.
Well, that's cool. It's like a star name.
Thanks.
Good stuff. So you play Jesse from Toy Story.
I sure do.
It's Disney on Ice, Worlds of Enchantment at XL Center, happening January 10th through the 13th. So where are you now? On your way or?
No, actually today we have a day off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where's this tour? Is this like this multi-city? How long is this running for?
Well, we play all over the U.S. until about the first week of May.
Okay. So it keeps you busy throughout the winter and spring.
Yeah. So we change cities every week. So we're in a new location every Monday, and we get to kind of explore a little bit, get settled, and then we start work.
Sounds good. Well, Leah, take me through a typical day. You get up, and what do? Do you hit the ice and practice right away for the big show that night, or how's it go?
Yeah, usually when we open in each city, we get to practice and feel out the ice, and because we travel so much, the ice size varies week to week, depending on the venue that we're playing, depending on just so many different things. So we get to feel out the size of the ice, get our feet underneath us. Then we have group class where we kind of skate together so that we can all kind of get synced up and feel each other's vibes kind of. And then we just start the shows and just hit the ground running from there.
Make it happen. Great. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this about 10 years.
10 years with the Disney company?
Sure. Yep.
When did you start skating?
I started skating when I was 6 and a half.
Oh, so you got a lot of experience under your belt. Not that I'm like making a projection of how old you are, but I'm thinking you're probably doing it for quite some time.
Yeah, I've been doing it for over 20 years.
Oh, good for you. My daughter is like she's 7, and she's into ice skating. She's into gymnastics. She's into everything. It's crazy.
Oh, wow. And that sounds expensive.
It is excessive, but, you know, the projected path, I mean, is it? It took a lot of work to get where you are, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it definitely did. It took a lot of sacrifice, a lot of dedication, a lot of hard work. But,
is it up there? Is it up there like Olympic training to that scale?
Yeah, it definitely is. It really is. I mean, but you know, if you love it, it's like looking back at it, I didn't really think of it as such hard work at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really feel like I was giving up anything that I was missing out on.
Yeah.
Because I loved skating. I still love skating, so I was okay with it. If you don't love it, then it's not worth it.
Well, that's, you know, the old saying is, do what you love for a living, you never work a day in your life.
Yep, that's very true.
And that's what we do here in radio.
That's awesome.
It's a beautiful thing. So how big is this production? How many people are involved in getting this off the ground and onto the ice for every night?
There's about 100 of us. That's including skaters and crew and our staff, and then the vendors travel with us as well that help sell the lights and toys and food and stuff like that.
Well, we're going to get them toys, and my daughter's going to be at the performance tomorrow night, so she's going to be eyeing the toys. There's no question
about
that.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so.
That's exciting.
Looking forward to it. So, once again, it's Disney on Ice, Worlds of Enchantment, XL Center. Starts tomorrow night, runs through the 13th, which is Sunday. Tickets start at just $15, so easy to get the whole family in and have a great old time.
Definitely. It's definitely worth it. Fun for everybody.
Cool, Leah. Thanks for your time, and have a great run here in Hartford, and we'll talk to you, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too.